Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Wednesday, June 24th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. A group of lawmakers wants to make changes to the state's Food Freedom Act. As Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, the heart of the issue lies in what can and cannot be sold through designated agents.
In April, state health inspectors told the Hippie Cow Creamery no more selling raw milk lattes. The Cody Dairy has operated under the Food Freedom Act, which allows folks to sell certain homemade goods direct to consumer at places like farm stands or designated storefronts. But taking the raw milk and combining it with coffee was one step too far, according to Department of Ag head Doug Miyamoto.
Raw milk is eligible for sale as a farm product directly from a producer to an end consumer, but it can't be brought into a commercial food establishment or used as an ingredient.
Mark Nelson is one of the owners of the creamery.
I could still go down to my house 300 yards away and make you a drink with our product and bring it back and sell it to you. That's completely legal.
A committee of lawmakers looked at a bill draft earlier this month that would allow commercial businesses to sell raw milk, as long as the consumer is told in writing that the milk hasn't been inspected or pasteurized. The committee will meet again in late July. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Ranchers in the northwest part of the state are feeling the impacts of drought. The Cody Enterprise reports that some are opting to sell some of their cattle to ensure that they have enough feed grass to last the entire summer. Irrigation normally happens from April through August or even September, but the drought may severely shorten that time frame. 16 Wyoming counties are experiencing extreme drought, while areas of Park County, including Cody, Meteetse, and Powell, are in severe drought. That's according to the U.S. Drought Monitor earlier this month. Hundreds of wildland firefighters are responding to major blazes burning actively in threatening structures in Utah and neighboring states. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse submitted this report last evening.
As of this morning, some 2,100 firefighting personnel were deployed in the Great Basin region, which includes all of Utah, most of Nevada, and parts of Arizona and Idaho. That's up roughly 600 from just 2 days ago, according to federal fire planning documents. Roughly 36% of all personnel currently on active wildfires in the country are in the Great Basin. Another 1,800 firefighters are deployed in Arizona and New Mexico. On the Fish Lake National Forest, just east of Beaver, Utah, in Interstate 15, the Cottonwood Fire was discovered Monday and quickly blew up to 10,000 acres. It remains 0% contained as of this morning. The Iron Fire near Eureka, Utah, has burned over 30,000 acres and is currently reported at 3% contained. Some 1,500 structures are threatened and four have been destroyed. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many Democrats have served as governor of Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when did the Wyoming Territorial Prison open? The Territorial Prison, just west of Laramie, was built in 1872 and officially accepted its first prisoners in January of 1873. It housed both state and federal inmates and stayed in use until 1903 when operations and inmates were moved to Rollins. Congratulations to Randall Newcomb, the first with the correct answer. As a reminder, we're on the last day of our summer fun drive, and it's also Pet Wednesday, or at least according to our canine development director, Timber. Thank you, Timber. If you want to support public radio in Wyoming, go ahead and visit wyomingpublicmedia.org and look for the donate button at the top of the page. And while you're at it, be sure to mention your pet's name when you donate. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow.